When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zook.
And these are some of the Michigan Wolverines headlines from MLive.com this week. Please listen to our full podcast episodes as well, where we have unscripted, in-depth conversations about the Wolverines. On to the headlines. Potential top 10 NBA draft picks typically don't stay in school. Will Franz Wagner? Wagner, who just completed a sophomore season at Michigan, is projected as a top pick in July's draft. Sports Illustrated has him at number 9. CBS pegs him at 14, ESPN at 20. Concrete data does not exist, but trust this, it would be surprising for a player with those projections to stay in school. Players are far more likely to overvalue their draft stock. Of course, Wagner will decide what is best for him, and he has terrific resources at his disposal. His head coach, Juwan Howard, played in the NBA for 19 years and talks openly with his players about what it takes to get to the league. Wagner's older brother, Mo, is in his third season in the NBA after a three-year career at Michigan. Simply put, Wagner will jump to the NBA this summer if he feels he's ready. Many experts think he is.
Michigan linebacker William Mohan entered the NCAA transfer portal on Monday night. The sophomore becomes the second Wolverine to enter the portal Monday and the 10th since December. Fifth-year senior safety Hunter Reynolds also announced he intends to transfer Monday, while other notable players also have left the program this offseason, including quarterback Joe Milton, running back Zach Charbonnet, receiver Giles Jackson, and offensive lineman Zach Carpenter. Mohan, a former three-star prospect from Birkeland Erasmus Hall, played one snap during Michigan's season opening victory over Minnesota in 2020, but did not see the field again. With Mike McDonald taking over as defensive coordinator this offseason and ditching the Viper role, a staple under the previous coordinator Don Brown, Mohan's status on the team became uncertain. His pending departure is another blow to the team's depth as it gets set to wrap up spring practices later this week. Two other linebackers also have entered the portal this offseason, Ben Van Sumeren and Adam Shibley.
Graduate transfers typically only spend one season at their final school. Mike Smith will be no different. Smith, who arrived at Michigan last year as a graduate transfer from Columbia and started all 28 games at point guard this past season, announced this week he's pursuing an NBA career. That was no certainty since this season did not count against the player's eligibility limit, opening the door for seniors to return next year. Smith won't be taking advantage. "Next stop for me is the NBA draft," Smith wrote in a social media post. After 4 years as a primary scorer at Columbia, Smith led the Big Ten in assists last year. He's 5'11", but he's been undersized and under the radar most of his career. "I've always been told I was too small or that I wasn't good enough to play at the next level," Smith wrote. "It's only right to continue to bet on myself and take that path and follow my dreams of playing in the NBA."
ESPN NFL draft analyst Todd McShay has been high on Michigan former Nico Collins for years. Even though Collins sat out the 2020 season, McShay is still intrigued by the 6'4" wideout ahead of the 2021 NFL draft, which takes place April 29th through May 1st. "I've always liked this guy," McShay said on a conference call with reporters Monday. "I did a couple Michigan games, I think 2 years ago, as a sideline analyst. He didn't have great quarterback play, and he wasn't always utilized properly, but he can get down the field and accelerate so quickly for a receiver with his size. He's big, he's fast. He's not a great route runner in terms of getting in and out of breaks, but as a vertical route runner, he's a guy who can stretch the field and put a lot of pressure on defenses." As a junior in 2019, Collins totaled 37 receptions for 729 yards, with his 19.7 yards per catch ranking among the top 20 nationally. The former four-star prospect from Alabama also proved to be a weapon in the red zone his last two seasons, combining for 13 touchdowns. While Collins wasn't able to add any game tape in 2020, he did participate in the Senior Bowl in January. He also tested well at Michigan's Pro Day March 26th. According to Michigan, he ran a 4.43 second 40-yard dash and had a vertical jump of 37.5 inches. McShay did not include Collins in his two-round mock draft release last week, but said his size and speed could make him a wild card.
Read those stories and more on MLive.com/Wolverines.